Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, depending where you are.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Good morning. We're going to go right into lecture mode. Okay. I'd like to thank everyone for being on the call today. I know it's holidays for most of us, and I also know it's a time where we're bringing up our most rooted issues, our most intrinsic and important parts of ourselves that are ready to shift. And I know that because I've gotten your emails and I've listened to everything you've said. So I'm going to start with a meditation and a tree for activation. And I've written a lot of notes for today, and we're going to get to as many as possible. So take a deep breath. I want you to see yourself as a tree or sitting next to a tree. You can notice what type of tree you're sitting next to or becoming. I'd like you to feel the universe supporting you as a tree or the tree you're sitting next to with clean air, bright sun, a breeze, birds to awaken you. Deep breath. I'd like you to be a rooted tree with deep roots. Allow your roots to grow deep into the heart of Gaia and go right into the heart. This is the new earth consciousness. We're swimming in the purest part of our earth and consciousness. Go deep. Allow the energy of the soil to nourish you, the perfect amount of water. I strengthen you from the roots up through the top of your head or the top of your tree, strengthening your core. Today's title is Pruning the Family Tree. And for most of us, this is the source of inspiration and wounds and how we see ourselves in the world. I'd like you to feel a gentle rain on your tree. Rinsing. Allow the rain to be light. The light of transmutation, transformation, upgrades, and all the nourishment from heaven that you need to make the changes you've asked for. The formula is actually fairly simple. It's in our human nature that we make it more complex. The formula is alignment. It'll strengthen you to source, your tree to source, removing any blocks, any confusion, any agreements we made to limit All right. Within the group, there are a lot of limitations to source right now. Just clearing, allowing. There's an unlimited amount of energy for you. It's direct. It's not like a car where you have to plug in, except to source. You don't need anything external. There you go. Some of you think of source as a star or a sun, and that's beautiful. Allow that just to course through you, around you, surround you. Okay. All right, so some of you are thinking of wounded Christmas trees right now, so I'm just going to delete that and see yourself as a strong tree. Open to receiving. Worthy. Dignified. And because it is a creation of the universe, it is deserving. All right. So with your attention on the core of your tree, I'd like you to look at your limbs. And with your eyes closed, I want you to see how far your limbs go. Are your limbs growing really long somewhere? Are they reaching towards an external source of validation, power, money, love, crumbs of affection? Where have you extended the limbs reaching for something that is best given to you directly from source? Many of you immediately know what I'm talking about, and I would like you to go ahead and see that limb and bring it closer to your core. Go ahead and change the length of your limb, which could also be a cord to another. It could also be a pattern where we give our power, our personal empowerment to someone else. We give them the keys to our castle and hope they'll take care of it, which of course they never can because we're the ones who have to take care of it. So go ahead and bring the limbs in. Your tree is supported by your roots. It's held up. And your leaves turn toward the sun. Now I'd like you to put your attention in your heart. Let's open our hearts. I'd like you to still feel the wood of the tree. Allow the heart to open, put your attention there, and as a group, we'll go ahead and clear out the heart, the sadness, the feeling of loss. Some of you lost people or pets this week. I'd like you to take a deep breath and invite in the part of you that's sad for the loss. If at any point you have lost someone that you have not completed the grieving, bring those parts of yourself back in. Allow them in your heart. Make a sanctuary. And we're going to love them whole. Very good. Tears are perfectly acceptable. Through the crying that we can realign, and we realize that we've had unshed tears frozen and holding us in a certain pattern. Allow those parts that were frozen. We'll bring in the support of the angelic realm for those feeling extreme loss. Through the heart, through the core, the part that feels confused by loss and what that means, the part that recognizes our own mortality. Go ahead and invite those parts into your heart. We lose people by many ways. Sometimes they get sick and they're no longer who they used to be to us. They don't support us in the way that they used to. The part of us that misses the support of another, please invite that part into your heart. Let's love it. The parts of us that do not want change, that really want everything to be as it was, invite those parts in. It is up to us to give comfort to our parts, our fractal selves that are in resistance to renewal. Several people wrote me and talked to me about families that are breaking apart, where everyone's going their own way out of independence or anger or confusion, legal action. I'd like you to see every single family member that you feel estranged from, that you wish to work with, and see them as their own independent tree. Connected to source and rooted in the new earth. We weaken other people. I'm going to say that again. We weaken other people when we consider them incompetent and we do not allow them their own ability to have their own adventure on the earth. It may not be your adventure. It won't be. But we need to allow them the space that they've designed. Take a deep breath and see each one lined up with Source and rooted. And every day, you can bless that part of your family member that you're estranged from. If that feels right to you. I believe it is a blessing for children. Now, if this family member is abusive to you, feels like a bully, takes you out of your center, then what I'd like you to do is invite in the part of you that is reactive, that cannot stay centered in the presence of the other person. Bring the part that cannot feel centered into your core and your heart. And let's love that part. That part almost always has a hand on the panic button and is ready to flee. I want you to love that part. And you don't have to love it into suppression. We want to love it completely. And all the times that it felt reactive. Okay. Calm, peace, nurturing, all the energies of nurturing that we need for ourselves, we're inviting in. Okay, good. All right, so one of my emails, there was someone whose life was working very well for them, and they wanted a lost love back. And I would like to say, take a deep breath. Consider all of the things you'd like in your partner. At least three main ones. And just turn that over. I want you to hold that in your heart. Love it free from expectations. The part of you that expects things to look a certain way and be a certain way, you need to love those parts. And in fact, everyone who has, you know when you feel this, you feel like you need people to be a certain way. We need people to be controlled a certain way. Only a certain outcome is acceptable to us. Go ahead and bring those parts into your heart. I guarantee you, if you're healing your family pattern, it is not going to turn out that certain way. You have to get neutral to it. And I guarantee you the person you're trying to get to act a certain way is likely carrying a program to act completely different than you expect. So please love the part that needs things to be a certain way. When we give people the permission to be as crazy as they need to get, as wild as they need to get, to go all the way to the end to whatever they're seeking, we also allow ourselves the freedom to be us and to reinvent who we are. So take a deep breath. Invite all those parts and resistance into your heart. And your inner controller, have that one come in. It can bring its list of demands if it needs to. That's fine. We're just going to love it. Now, you know, if we're controlling others or we have this attitude, if only one outcome works, or they need to learn a lesson so we're more comfortable, or they need to learn it in a certain way. All right. Some of you talked about being wondering what to do by the crazy person at the dinner table that shows up once a year. And what we want to do is neutralize that feeling towards them. This is the part of ourselves that runs towards a bully, the part of ourselves that loses our center in the presence of someone acting out of their own pain, their pain triggering our pain. So love all the parts that feel triggered by others' pains. Go ahead and invite those into your heart now. Those of us who are taught that we must do something about other people's pain invariably end up with people who are programmed to have extreme pain that only they can resolve. That's the perfect Velcro match set up so we can learn, so we can let go. Big breaths. I'll see some light between you and the other. There are some energetic conditions that I see that allow things to resort. And generally with that, the limb is so far out away from the core that when we bring it back, the other person that's in resistance to us feels a breath, they feel more space, and they have the ability to act in their next step. Sometimes people feel so pressed on by our needs that they're not able to actually behave in their next step. They feel crowded. And that also happens to us. So everywhere you have crowded other people this way energetically, or they have crowded you, I'd like you to invite those parts into your heart and love them. some people need a lot more energetic space than others. And sometimes as we grow, we're not really aware of how much we might be pressing another person. Big breath. All right, so alignment is the most important thing that we can give ourselves. It's our healing gift. When we shift completely from something, it's because we've aligned. And what that means is we have taken on our personal power and become responsible for it. We don't expect validation from another. We don't expect money from another. We don't expect love from another. Okay? Everywhere that you've expected validation from someone else, their permission, please go ahead and bring that part into your heart and love it. Underneath that is, of course, always love, wanting to be loved and cared for and nurtured by another, wanting to be recognized. I love all those pieces. I was working with someone last week who had, actually another healer, who had gotten into a car wreck. And she had allowed someone who she knew was not responsible enough, she'd seen responsible acts, to drive her car. And she ended up with a whiplash. Now, in many ways of looking at health, our car often represents our physical body. When we have dreams that we're in the backseat and someone else is driving our car, the big question is, who did we give our power to? Who did we give permission to run our life and make choices for us? And who are we waiting for to drive our car for us? All right, all the times you've given the steering wheel over to someone else, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, I'd like you to go ahead and bring those parts of yourself back into your heart now. I've had those dreams too, being in the back seat, waiting for somebody to get it. Really not good. Okay, so go ahead and love the parts that did that. Your alignment is your self-love, your empowerment, and your health. And of course, we get wisdom every time we notice where we gave our power away. Many of us took careers that our parents designed for us. Some of us took on the roles of the family that the family assigned us. So all the times that you were inhibited and acting out of your alignment, outside of your alignment, go ahead and bring those parts back. All the parts of yourself that are ready for integration, that haven't come in yet, we'll invite them in now. All right, I'm going to talk a little bit about something that many people have said to me in the last couple of months. I thought I already dealt with this. And in fact, you did. But there's more. And that's what's up. It's simply the truth that more is up. So when that happens, just take a deep breath and invite the part of yourself that is a little bit in shock that you're dealing with something again. Invite that part into your heart. The parts that are in denial. The part that keeps screaming, I already did that. I shouldn't have to feel this pain again. Well, of course, we're not neutral to it or we wouldn't be shouting that. So go ahead and invite those parts in. And I know I've been there. Some parts of ourselves feel broken, but if we look at it completely, we're usually breaking apart to allow something greater in. All right. So, although no one actually said this to me, this is some of the subtext I read this week. God has forsaken me. And I want you to know that if we just go back to our alignment, you will find that no one did that to you. God did not leave you, abandon you, ignore you, or punish you. Take a deep breath. And let's bring in all the parts of ourselves that feel like God is punishing you, denying you. And we'll disentangle that. It's a lot of energy working against yourself. All the places that we're plugged in to old religious teachings, punishment by people in authority, feeling held back, damaged, broken, ignored. Okay, I've done an awful lot of touching on things, so let's just take a minute and love, just let the pure love stream through. Yeah. sometimes we break ourselves or we bleed for others to see if they're going to notice us, or we're kind of testing them to see if they will love us, if we break down, if we fall apart. Most of this is fairly unconscious, but if you notice that you're always breaking, getting sick, getting ill with certain people in your life or certain types of relationship, you may have this type of program like you to invite that into your heart, all the parts of yourself through the quantum field, up through your structure, into your heart, through all time, spaces, and dimensions. So if you have a prime directive or a life plan for yourself, that your alignment with Source is going to be a growth vehicle for you, that you are going to grow spiritually in this lifetime, and you're doing this pattern, then I guarantee you nobody's going to notice that you're bleeding. Or if they do, they're going to put the wrong type of Band-Aid on you, because your prime directive, your desire to grow, is going to demand that you create things around yourself that will cause you to lift yourself. And that means align yourself with Source and allow that energy to come in. Allow yourself to take personal responsibility, your personal power back. So everywhere that you gave your personal power away, let's go ahead and bring those ways into your heart so we can love them. Hiding from ourselves, hiding from our desire, hiding from our intuition. Love all those parts. Giving our power away. Many of us assume, and I got that from some of the emails I got, that the change that you're experiencing is bad. Now, let's allow that assumption to be healed. Let's bring that into our heart, the part that says all change, all shift is moving towards something destructive. In my practice, I've seen people lose their spouses, their family, their jobs, their homes, and recreate their lives into something beautiful. And they don't do that without completely changing. And they don't do that by holding on. That happens because they're able to say, I'm moving into something more aligned with me. Because if you're completely aligned with something, it doesn't fall apart. Big breath. In one of the emails, someone said that they felt like they had to prove something to their family. I want you all to bring in the parts of yourself that have to prove your value to anyone. The part of you that doesn't know if you're valuable or worthy, without someone else's approval. Go ahead and invite that part into your heart. Of course, as long as you've got this program going, you're going to be running into people who can never be pleased. I guarantee you that program invites people into your life who cannot validate you. Take a deep breath. All the broken parts that have needed the validation of another. The part that feels pain that you didn't get it from your mother or your father or a significant other. Sometimes our families see us go into our creative parts. Our creativity is an ultimate way to heal ourselves. Sometimes we support ourselves with our creativity. Sometimes we don't. It just depends on us and how self-empowered we are. Big breath. So all the parts of ourselves that believe we cannot make money with our creative parts, go ahead and bring those in. And let's love them whole. If you are in a desperate state, and some of you were in a desperate state, you don't know where the next anything is coming from, I'd like you to get aligned. You can do that with MP3s or re-listening to what we've done here. Get your alignment. How do I know I'm aligned if I don't feel anything? I have a couple of you that write in and say, I never feel anything. All right, so this is how you know. You feel neutral and you're not bothered by anything. Or when you are bothered by someone, something or someone, you go ahead and invite that part in and love it until you're neutral with it. For those of you who do more in-depth energy work with yourself, invite the polarities. So that would be the part who bothered other people this way and the part that's bothered this way. The part that is victimized and the part that has victimized others. Do you see? So if you work both polarities and love them whole, you've moved into neutrality. There are many ways to move into neutrality, and this is a heart way. I'd like you, because abandonment is one of the prime things that we all work on, and I know we've done it before, but we're going to do it again because I think it's an easy one to demonstrate this process. All the times you have abandoned yourself, all the places you've abandoned your ideas, your creativity, your alignment, or others. Maybe you feel guilty about a way you treated someone else. Like you just couldn't come up with the bail money one more time for someone. You couldn't give your car to someone one more time who kept trashing it. And you felt like maybe you abandoned them. I want you to bring all those parts into your heart. And love them. And that would be all the times that you felt abandoned as a child, left with a relative who couldn't really love you, left with a sitter, sent to a boarding school, falling in love with a new partner and they didn't have time for you anymore, sliding into an addiction where they weren't available. All the parts of yourself that experienced that, bring those into your heart. Okay. All right, so another pattern we're going to work with is I'm not good enough. They're not going to let me. They're not going to allow me, or God doesn't want me. Those are all subtle ways of thinking that God is punishing you. Or your family won't let you have something. You're not good enough. I want you to go ahead and love all those parts that feel wounded by not being good enough or accepted or fitting in. Do you know it's almost impossible to transform while we're trying to fit in? It's kind of like beating your head against the wall. Oh, it's love. So if you feel like you're a fish out of water, move into your alignment, feel centered, open to the energy of Source, strengthen your core, and you'll find you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Part of you that feels awkward where you are, let's love that part. We all have psychic, psychological body memory of how a family constellation is supposed to be set up. Families develop rules for survival, and they've been passed down through generations, through ancestry. That money is given through a certain person. You have to have approval before this happens. If you're not this, then you're not that. Lots of rules. And we often put up with things from our families that we would never put up with from friends. For years and years, I have met people and done it myself, shown up for gatherings that I would never go to if they were all friends, but only out of an obligation. And I want you to give yourself permission that your primary obligation is to your alignment. I'll say it again. Your primary obligation is to your alignment. And all the places that you gave the obligation to family members above your own true personal relationship with Source and your own personal empowerment. I'd like you to invite those parts into your heart so we can transmute and transform and shift this. Your truest and first obligation is to your alignment. If you're dragging around someone else's burdens, someone else's program, you're trying to take a pure energy and run it through the program, it's not going to come out the same. It won't be as quick. It can't be instant. Let's go ahead and love those thoroughly. So all the patterns, the programs, the obligations can dissolve. All right, so for all of you who experienced humiliation this holiday season, I'd like you to invite the parts of yourself that felt humiliated into your heart. So the energies are very big right now. It's almost like the universe has taken a magic marker and said and highlighted it. So our emotions might be stronger than they have been in years. And let's embrace that design. Let's allow that to be something that we can unmistakably know what to heal. So any time that you've bullied or caused embarrassment to another person, the part of you that still feels bad about that, invite that into your heart. All the times that we're ashamed of our body, that holds the body back. So bring in that feeling, a feeling ashamed. And then we'll disentangle from all the shame the family gives us. We can't solve other people's problems. I also got an email from someone who felt that they were poor and they could never be wealthy. So there's a separation there. So go ahead and love all the parts of yourself that feel that you are so poor that you could never be wealthy. And the part of you that believes someone is holding it away from you, and the part of you that sabotages with you, that conspires with you to keep you from what you want because you believe you can't get it. All right. And someone wrote in and told me that they have to struggle to love themselves. So let's bring in the parts of yourself. Let's face them. Let's love them. The parts that must struggle to feel love. Because if we're struggling to feel love, we're probably also setting up programs where for other people to feel love from us, that they have to jump through some hoops. So the part of us that sets up the hoops or the difficult way that we need people to act in order to love them. And that would be like, I need you to do A, then I need you to do B, then I need you to do C, then if you do this, and then if you wait 6 months, maybe I'll love you. You know, if you've ever felt that, I want you to bring that into your heart and love those parts that are confused by it. Confused by conditional love. Source doesn't love us conditionally. It just pours unconditional love on us all the time. Our job is just to open the gate and accept it. Okay. Very good. All right, if you need to take a short break, get a glass of water. I'll be right back. Everyone, I'm back. All right, so I've also had some emails from people lately who are telling me, but we worked on this, but now it's back. So there's a few things that I would suggest for that. One is if you felt completely free of the symptoms during the session, to go ahead and re-listen. Some of you also may have occurred. If you've given me, within our half-hour session, lists of everything that's ever gone on in your life, I sometimes will go through and identify all the parts that need integration. And we don't have time to always integrate every single piece. So go back and write down or listen again to the parts that we discussed or the parts that just come up. Because, of course, what you're feeling is exactly what you need to integrate. So if you feel like I didn't get the healing I wanted, I want you to start with that. I am feeling this. I'm feeling like I didn't get what I wanted, which is also another way to feel separated from your personal empowerment and source. So start with that and take the next step. Now, if you want more time with me to help integrate, we can do this where we love it complete. But sometimes I get the sense that I may not ever speak to someone other than that one session. And so I'm identifying everything that needs to be dealt with. And so you can't in a half an hour go through 50 things and love them completely. But we start it. And sometimes in that starting, we also will bring up something else that may not have been mentioned. And you'll know this because you feel it. And if that comes forward, go into the process of integrating that part. And that will empower you. You'll have more love and you'll have more wisdom. All right. So now, let's see. Some of you asked about getting your own family, like leaving the family of origin and developing your own. And I want to say that for almost every time I read with someone, I would say that you need 5 good support people in your life. Sometimes we don't have 5, but ask for it. See what you can do. If you get 5 good people you could call, that's generally pretty good. Okay, let's see. What else? Okay, so here's another pattern I want to work on before I start answering questions. And you can raise your hand. I think that's start two. But the first one is the child that is going to be nice no matter what the cost. And that's like a sacrificial child, the one that shows up to get bullied, the one that shows up to get abused, the one that shows up to take everyone else's crap on. So I want you to love that part of yourself that does that. And the part of yourself that does that to show someone else that they've kind of reached the end of their bullying. Okay, very good. All right, so I'd like any questions about the process or anything we've gone over today or having to do with pruning the family tree. I will be working again with physical issues this afternoon with people. But if you have a question about that, we're going to go ahead and lower hands and then we'll raise them again. Or you can raise them again if you have a question about that. And while we're waiting, okay, I have a call from Oakland, and I'm going to go ahead and take your call now. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Raquel.
Hi, Raquel.
So my question is about family.
Okay.
Repeat patterns.
Okay.
About 5 months ago, I sent them letters and spoke to them and told them I was taking a break.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was very hard to do, but I felt it was very important for my well-being
mm-hmm.
to just remove myself from the family. I love them all, but
uh-huh.
I'd really gotten caught up in almost what you were saying before, sort of being in some way sort of taking up their slack, or what I felt was their slack. You know, I was paying rent, I was helping, I was doing so much, and it was draining me, and I felt like I couldn't grow.
Right. And so neither could they.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so that's been, you know, I know it's been hard, but it's been good. I'm not sure exactly, one, is when to actually end it to, like, reconnect, but I'm just going to wait and see how that happens. But another thing that came up is that a friend has started, a friend of mine who is has some of the same attributes as one of my family members, and I'm wondering, like, what it is that I am doing that am as attracting this.
Oh, that is a great question. So it's probably something within the personality that's mimicking what you're working on, right? So tell me about what it is that's the same.
The similarities?
Mm-hmm.
Struggles with finances, sort of, I think sort of there's a belief that they should be provided for.
Right.
And even down to, like, transportation, like not being able to drive.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. Okay. And so you're the taxi and the bank?
Yeah, I was with my family. With this person, it hasn't got to that point, but I can see it sort of, like.
You feel the tug.
Worry. Yeah.
You feel the tug. Okay. So, of course, what does this mean? This means you have, this is your part of the pattern to heal. And what's lovely is you got to see this, that this is what you're still working on. And that's the reason that you separated from your family, to know whose stuff was whose. When you're busy being the savior, you don't even see your own stuff.
Yeah.
So, your stuff is to be the savior. You want to be the Santa Claus to the family and to this. Now you're of course tired of that because you realize that, that you're not taking care of yourself and you got the separation. So the part of you that wants to, that feels, now you feel kind of annoyed that he needs these things or this person needs these things? Tell me what the feeling is.
Yeah, the feeling is, well, one, it was a shock of the similarities.
Uh-huh.
So it all went towards, back to me. Like I was like, oh, that's just, that's his story. I felt like it had less to do with him than more to do with me and what I'm sort of attracting. I was like, oh, well, you know, that's his story. He can live his experience. You know, I don't have to be involved or do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I try not to put any judgment. It was more, I think, the shock of the similarity.
Right. Did he ask you for
no.
something? Or, okay,
mm-hmm.
perfect. So yeah. this is that part of you that used to go out and save or fix or help, right? And that part's going, there's somebody else that could, I have another use. Mm-hmm. It's trying to plug in and it's like a wire gone awry. And so what we want to do is ground that back into yourself. So go ahead and bring the part of yourself that noticed his distress, noticed your distress over his distress, and noticed the pattern. And bring that into your heart. And Raquel, is there a part of you that you're not paying attention to while you're saving other people? Is there some part of your life that's unattended while this is happening?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like my relationship space and relationships, co-creating and, you know, kind of like able to really move forward without guilt.
That's right.
Or, yeah, not being there for, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like if I have to save them before I am free to be me.
Yeah.
And the truth is, it's an unlimited number of people that could use your assistance. And so it's a little bit like the Bodhisattva program that some of us have to save other people first is our primary thing. But sometimes it becomes a codependent thing. And so so what you're learning is the difference between when to do it and when not to do it. And when you're being asked to give and when it's personal. Sometimes people have to give, in a way that's completely, anonymous in order to take care of that. Like they give things anonymously and then they still have that sense of freedom. So they can give without having that personal involvement. Do you see the difference? How one is a little cleaner and there's not, a slowing down of your own, growth.
Yeah, it's like there's the obligation is not there. It's more of a
right.
It's more
right.
To the light, I should say.
That's correct. Now, but it's unfamiliar because the family pattern, you know, has this obligation that gets created, and then also we're looked up to, we're respected, people depend upon us, so then we become important. So all the parts of ourselves that needed to feel important. And usually we deny these parts. I think you probably are aware of them a little bit, but
yeah.
You know, we kind of deny that part of ourselves that feels important because we're helping other people and maybe a little superior. I mean, we can take it all the way to all types of extremes, but sometimes if we are above their problems, we don't have problems. You see what I mean? And so go ahead and bring in those parts. So if we surround ourselves with people who are less capable, then we have, you know, we don't have to look at our own insecurities. All right, so there's some cleaning out that we're doing here. All the places that you feel a little insecure. Okay, so what's going on now?
So yeah, a lot of that rang true. There was a little bit of sadness in that, and I just wanted to instantly go in and sort of, you know, love those parts, but also to forgive, you know, sort of ask for forgiveness for where I put that energy on other people.
Right, right. Because they have to, of course, be broken for us to have our program run, right? And it can be so subtle. but sometimes people break so we can feel that, and they don't know how to stop feeling broken while we're in their life. So
yeah.
Let's go ahead and love that part. So everyone to grow needs to have that sense of sovereignty. And so the separation from your family gives you and them that opportunity. And we may actually know some of them will fail at that, but we also know that they need a different type of safety net. They need their connection, their alignment.
Yeah, and then the second part of that is you touched on that where, you know, and then asking myself forgiveness for anywhere I've been hiding that and not allowing myself to maybe go deeper and grow and
right.
Yeah.
Right. So if we're doing the saving everybody, the taking care of everyone, you know, it can be a form of self-denial. At the same time, it's convoluted because we're patting ourselves on the back. So how twisted.
Yeah.
So let's love the part that had that self-denial. That covered your own parts of yourself that wanted to grow, and they got smothered by caring for other people. And so for everyone on the call that smothered or felt smothered, you know, that mother love can be smothering, let's go ahead and bring those parts into our heart. Thank you very much, Raquel. That is just very juicy. I so appreciate you being able to share. Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Okay, so it looks like Alberta.
Hello, this
Hi.
Is Therese.
Hi, Therese.
Thank you.
How are you?
I have a bit of a cold right now, but
okay.
I don't know if I was triggered into this cold. My situation is I'm divorced, and
mm-hmm.
two boys, 26 and 23, came to visit me
mm-hmm.
on, anyway, my 23-year-old arrived, they arrived here, and then the next morning he got up, he said, I'm going to see Dad. I says, well, you're seeing Dad on the 26th. Why do you have to go now? He says, well, I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And last year they spent the whole Christmas 1 week in Mexico with their dad, so I thought, this is my turn. So that kind of triggered me. I was upset.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday they were leaving, and he got up really early, had his jacket on, and he says, I'm going now. And I says, well, aren't you going to have breakfast? I thought you were leaving at noon. He says, no, we're leaving at 10. So, again, I felt, you know, that I got triggered. So just feeling on the call, there's so many things you touched on that was part of this.
Yeah,
so I feel there's still something.
Yeah. So tell me about it. Let's get down to it, and let's investigate your feelings for it. Did you feel rejected?
I felt insignificant. I felt that wasn't as important.
Oh, that is good. Okay, so let's bring in all the parts that felt insignificant. To his life. It feels like you've had this, that this isn't the first time you've felt that. Is that true?
Oh, no, it isn't. It's an old pattern.
Yeah.
And he was choosing him over me.
Right.
Or, you know, abandonment.
Right.
That's been running for a long time, that program.
Right. So when we, so of course the way to work with this is to, we're going to love it whole within you. So it becomes neutral. And then your son will not be unconsciously rejecting you to help you play out your pattern. Right.
Okay.
Because he feels that sort of, need to be more significant, and he doesn't know how to fulfill that for you. So he pushes off. And
yes.
It's like you're the pool and he pushes off the side.
Yes.
And he's going in any direction because he doesn't know how to solve this for you. So
yes.
Let's go ahead and bring in all the times you felt insignificant.
That goes way back.
Yeah. How far back?
Childhood.
Okay.
Yes. My mother was a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And we had babysitters, and I just felt that I was jealous. I said, oh, how come she's with these children when she could be with me?
Right. All right, so
yeah.
Let's bring in that childhood part of yourself that felt other children came before you.
Yes.
That they were more important, that their light somehow was more significant than you. So all the times you ever felt less than, and all of us have something like this, so please just go ahead and invite those parts into your heart. And then I'm going to look at you specifically. I feel a time in another space and dimension where you were locked away in a dark cave and people could visit you, but they couldn't quite see you. The light wouldn't even shine on you directly. You were hidden like an unclean person. And then also I feel like a lifetime of a disease like leprosy where you were shunned by the people who should have loved you the most. So I'd like you to bring in, and I will assist you, the aspects of you that are stuck there, that are still resonating with being shunned, not being good enough, being not accepted, and insignificant. Bring those into your heart.
It resonates really deeply.
Yeah. Yes. Love those parts. Everybody's got something like that. So those who are ready, go ahead and invite those parts into your heart. Let's just stay with you. I feel that one of your sons also sort of was the guard for you there, and he felt completely incapable of getting you what you needed. Like he would let your friends know or your family know when they could visit you, and he could see the shame they felt and the fear they felt for catching whatever you had, and he didn't know what to do. He was completely lost. So the part of you that knew your son was lost in trying to solve this unsolvable problem, go ahead and invite that into your heart. Very good.
You know, I woke up the 24th with a sore throat. I haven't been sick in years, and I knew it was related to this, not being able to express it.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew
we're all here for you today. We're all here for you.
It's so true what you've said, because that's what I feel about him. He doesn't know how to reach out. He doesn't know how to touch that part of me.
Yeah, and he can't. You know, his role is to help you do it yourself through these subtle rejections.
Yeah. I wasn't going to put my hand up, and it just went up. I have to talk.
I'm glad you did, because
Thank you. All of
us have some part of ourselves that are like this. I'm getting lots of body rushes here. Let's stay with it just a little bit longer.
Oh, yes.
So there is the part that's uncomfortable being seen and being recognized. Love that part. The part that feels more comfortable being in the shadows or second best.
Yes.
Or not chosen. Okay, love those parts.
And I've been isolating myself more and more in the last few months. And
mm-hmm.
You just like, oh, whatever, I'm going to just come home.
We know isolation is also a way that we give ourselves space for this alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Really think throughout history, with even though we can be quite lonely with social media, you know, we have isolated, usually, you know, having our desert experiences or whatever we want to call them is a way to really get our alignment. So when I feel that urge, I know something else is about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So stay with the alignment. So there's about 10,000 incidents of being second best, second wife, third wife, all things like this. We're going to bring those into your heart now. Very good. Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much. So
let
gracious.
Us know how you're doing. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Thanks.
Okay. For everyone else that got triggered with being second best, the last, the least favorite child, let's just go ahead and bring those parts back in to our heart. You know, we often have this, like, desire not to be chosen or to be the chosen one. You know, we're kind of, like, stuck. So let's think of, so that's when someone else's authority or power or validation is more important than our own. So all the times we gave that up in being chosen or not chosen, I want you to love those parts. Very good. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take another call here. Let's see here. Okay. Area code 760. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, Sherry. This has been a fabulous call. The last caller especially really really touched me. I've talked to you about my family situation mm-hmm. where I have a son who had been in jail. Mm-hmm. There are problems with the grandchildren. Mm-hmm. The entire family feels like it's on the verge of splitting apart, although I could be wrong. What you have helped me see and have others have helped me see, this role, I've been the rescuer with money or whatever, but there's been a real superiority about it, self-righteousness about it too.
Right.
I've said and done things to other people about the situation that may mean I lose my family because of what I've said mm-hmm. and be the cause of some of it too. And I am really, I have no peace. I can't take things back. The regret, the remorse is huge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to deal with it. It's like you think 40-something years what you've been doing is out of love or out of protection or out of this. And when, first of all, seeing how that hasn't been helpful
mm-hmm.
and spending, you know, I can't even begin to tell you how many thousands of dollars. And but also realizing, too, and helping other people, what you said earlier, you can hide behind them and not move on with your own life, too.
Right.
I really, really, really want to take my life back and move forward and do beautiful work in the world and just be happy.
Right.
And I don't know how to deal with where everything is now, with what I feel in my heart, with a deep, deep, deep remorse.
All right. So let's start with the remorse. So is this remorse for a little bit of righteousness that you were talking about?
It's remorse of righteousness, but also feeling that anything I said could have such a huge impact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like my son, I mean, he still has huge challenges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not working. He doesn't own a car. He's out of jail now. Has no money. He says they are moving in a week. I don't know what. There's five kids of his own, seven altogether with the family, the woman he's with. Part mm-hmm. of it is if he loses his kids because of something I said,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's pretty heavy.
Yeah. Okay. So take a deep breath and invite the part of yourself that said the words that you feel caused damage. And I think there is, I think there's a little bit of maybe shame for what you said, as you understand it in a different way, in a deeper level. So bring in all those parts, the parts that said the words, the part that see the impact. So sometimes when we speak and we speak and we speak and we speak for decades and nothing changes, we forget how powerful our words are. And then one day they hit and it just, things fall in a certain order. So also in the way that you spoke, and so for the parts of you that had, was there blame or judgment in some of the words that you spoke?
Fear that, you know, this has been going on, you know, 25
yeah.
years. You
right.
know, you
right.
know, I just feel sick for my grandchildren, what they've been through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, it's really, it got to the point where there was real judgment on the impact of his behavior on the grandchildren,
right.
Not really looking at my behavior.
Right, which is normal, okay? It's a normal human thing that you've become conscious of, and it will have huge impact on your life. But it doesn't have to be a negative impact, and you don't have to turn that judgment on yourself. What we need to do is free the part of yourself that spoke the judgmental words. Also, I think you felt pretty helpless, and you're just looking for impact anywhere you could get it. So I want you to love the part that spoke the words the way you spoke them, and the part that recognizes the impact, and the part that fears for the grandchildren. So, you know, as we neutralize this, as you neutralize this and move into the self-love that takes this out off the playing field, you allow them more space to heal and come into their own. Your son, your grandchildren, even if you're not speaking with them, that part of you that existed in the realms for them that has a big influence, as they will feel your subtle shift. They will. And what they need from you is your healing, your complete healing, because when you go through a huge transformation, we subtly give other people permission to do the same. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so your job now in the family is to be your best example. All right, and so tell me what's up now to heal.
I guess I don't know.
What do you feel?
I feel really sad.
Okay.
I just feel like I could cry for 30 days.
Okay, let's bring in the part that wants to cry for 30 days. And I'm sure there was a lot of sadness behind all this.
No, there was.
Down to the core.
I thought I was
of estrangement.
Kids, yeah. And they live in the other end of the United States.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just getting to the, like, okay, yeah, what does it take to be my best self? What
You're
do I
lying.
Do now? What steps do I take now? It, obviously, stop beating myself up because that's not helping anyone.
Yeah. Let's love the sadness. So the sadness goes back to the original shock of your son's behavior. Okay. Way back. So I want you to go back to that time and bring that mother into your heart and love her. Who didn't know what to do. Acting out in patterns she was taught. So families are realigning. You know, some of the old rules need to shift, and it's quite a shock how they're shifting. And they go into our deepest, most painful parts, and that's the definition of a family. So when we get into this part, that mother who knew what your son was doing and got arrested in the first place, That one needs love. She also felt unsupported. She also felt a bit victimized and disrespected. And she acted out the only way she knew how. And you know all these actions weren't completely, you know, full of judgment, right? It was just a handful of them.
Oh, no, no.
Certainly I mean, care.
I really felt I was coming from a place of love until it got so bad that I exploded, too.
Mm-hmm. It was a little bit of both. So love the, this is human nature. This is how humans have loved each other for centuries. So let's just love it. Just love this understanding that you're coming to.
You know, I think the other thing, too, is from way back when, if I had been a better mother, none of it would have happened.
Okay. Self-judgment. How could you have been a better mother?
Way back when being the single parent and whatever, if I had just done more.
Right. You'd had to be like a robot or something.
I don't know.
Yeah. So.
And not standing up to the men in my life, too. That was part of it.
Can you forgive those parts? Can you bring them in? The part that didn't know how to stand up? The part that didn't have enough energy? The part that was tired? I need you to love that part of yourself, that young mother, all the way to forgiveness. Can you do that?
I would love to.
Let's do it now. For all of us who have parented and felt it wanting, this is a good time for us to forgive. You know, we do the best we can with the tools we have, with the way the society is set up and the limitations that we accept and have been given to us. So for in the future, let's go ahead and love all the parts that felt limited and that didn't know how to get out of that limitation. I'm going to say that you may not see it at this very moment, but you're very close to it. I mean, look how limited you felt then versus how today you know you're not as limited, that you have a choice to give from that unconditional space. Do you know what I mean?
I get that.
That's a huge growth.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if I could just get past, when I get past this pain,
yeah,
that I can do a lot energetically and spiritually for my family and by taking care of myself.
Correct.
That I can lift them up when I lift myself up.
Yes.
Not by meddling.
All right. I'd like to clear all of us of all the accusations of meddling so we can only have to heal the part that we participated in, not all the judgment on it. There we go. So when we're clearing family patterns, there's always a collective judgment on top of it because everyone's got an opinion about how family should love or be loved or what to do. And so when you're doing your own work, go ahead and clear collective interference because that's just adds to the trauma of what you're trying to personally heal. Okay, very good. That is beautiful. What is next for you, Gail?
I'm feeling more peaceful.
Okay, good. Oh, well, congratulations. And I want to hear more about how this is evolving for you.
Okay.
You're in a beautiful evolution. And really, you're going to be a gift to many people with everything that's happened.
Okay, thank you, Sherry. I look forward
thank
to
you.
Our call in January.
Okay, aloha.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, Sarah, area code 832, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I hear you really good.
Okay.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Hope you have great
and
holidays.
And all the holiday
forms. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I mean, we think about
like
it.
So much for everybody.
I know, there's so much celebration at the end of it. You know, we're seeing through it in a different light. So, what's your question?
Coming through. I was just wondering if I could ask for some light and prayers. I've been, you know, working on a lot of healing, you know, for physical healing, afibrillation for the heart and stuff like that. But now it's also, I'm with the doctor and all of a sudden emergency, they want to do this precancerous surgery tomorrow morning, like an emergency over the holidays. And I'm like, so, you know, I don't think it's really there. I don't know if there's something else going on, but I wanted to see if you could help me, like, just do releasing, get a handle on this whole thing.
What surgery, do you mind me asking, what is it they're trying to do?
Yeah, all of a sudden they just went in for a checkup, and they did a checkup, and they said, oh, you know, this will be for your uterus. It's like 20 times its size, like 20 millimeters versus 5. I'm like, what? And then, you know, because I had some, like, bleeding, but no big deal. I'm straining and doing stuff around the house thinking that's mm-hmm. what caused it. And they're like, no, you know, we need to go in there and do a DNC. They have to knock me out tomorrow morning early, about 6. And, you know, and I'm like, whoa. And they're like, well, this could be cancer and it could be spreading. I mean, you know, they give you the worst fear in the world.
Right, right. Okay.
Like, I'm fine. You know, I think I'm fine.
All right.
So I need help through this transition, or what's causing me to go through this. Yeah.
Take a deep breath. All right. So now the medical panic that that is prevalent in our world. So let's all of us go ahead and bring in the parts of ourselves that are reactive to that.
Okay.
Because sometimes this takes us out of our own healing journey. Like, we can almost have something healed and then somebody panics us. We lose our energy. It drops and we're not able to continue our balancing act, right? Our moving into
right.
it. All right. So we'll strengthen you to the surgery, to the results, to the worried looks, to the IV, discomfort. So all the times that doctors made you uncomfortable, this is your biggest weakness, as it feels to me, through procedures. Strengthen you for that. Right, and then all right, I'm going to clear your heart too from other people's hearts. Strong, sovereign heart.
Thank you.
So our uteruses, I often say this, are sort of like kangaroo pouches. We carry a lot of stuff in them that are more than just babies. So go ahead and clear for you and everyone else and anyone who used to have a uterus. Cervix, the body strong to invasive procedure. Okay. All right, so they think there's going to be a bit of more work happening tonight. It feels like your body just sort of went into a clearing mode. How are you doing now?
I feel that tingling inside me. It's wonderful. And, you know, the cardiologist didn't let me have the surgery because I'm an AFib, so I had to do the pre-surgery op this week, Wednesday. Take blood test, and I'm still an AFib, and I told him I've been in that for years. And says my blood pressure shot up, but I think it's the anxiety and the shock of all this. Like,
right.
Whoa, you know? I was
right.
Fine. What are y'all doing, you know? But
right.
I've been seeing a lot of healing myself to everybody, and, you know, cancers and brain cancers and surgeries, and they've all got miraculous results, and I'm thinking, am I sucking all this back in me? What am I doing? You know, because they're like, wow, Sarah, thank you. And, you know, you're sending this healing energy that's fantastic. And all these people are getting healed. I keep getting calls after calls and emails. And then now I'm worn out going, am I doing something to suck this back into me, like internally? Or am I not releasing something? Or
okay, so you're saying that you send healing energy to other people and you feel like you're getting like a backflow?
Yeah, I don't know because people have had these cancers for the uterus that I've been praying for and sending Reiki or healing energy, you know, in prayers and brain tumors and cancer.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. We don't need to keep listing them. Here's why. When you list them with the anxiety, when you list that with that, you're recreating it somewhere.
Oh,
right?
God, I think so. So, yeah.
You know, so every time we talk about something, you know, we're creating it somewhere.
Yeah, my emotions for them. Yeah.
Okay, let's delete all the cumulative effects from speaking and discussing illness that contributed to symptoms. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
That feels better.
Very
good.
That's
probably what's doing it then, Sherry. Just
I think so. I don't think it's holding it. I think you're imagining it different than how it is. So just we're creating it. They're free. They're not complicating it, and you are. So when you say it again, you're listing it. So you want to free yourself of all the lists, and you want to let them go all the way to the light. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. So I want to also go into another emotion that we have when we heal ourselves. Sometimes we've had long-term illnesses that the world considers intractable. I want you to love that part. And I want you to put it into a neutral place where we do not know. Inevitable conclusions can be quite deadly. And if you recall through history, even our own lifetimes, there are many illnesses that people thought could not be cured, and now they are curable. They are over. So I want you to always put your own illness and other people's illness in a place of neutrality. You need to give it room to move, to shift. And sometimes in order to keep it from growing or moving or changing, we repress it, we suppress it, we just hold it down, which actually takes quite a bit of energy. And what we need to be doing is sending that up to source. So you want a direct connection to source. And you can do that through your core. You can see your core connected to source and your core connected to an illness in some place in your body or your entire body. So I'm going to do that in closing today for everyone. So if there's any part of your emotional body that's in pain, your physical body that has a sense of limitation or that has been labeled a certain disease, just go ahead and invite the part of yourself that's holding it in a way that it will not heal into your heart. And I'm going to do that now to close. All right, here we go. Inviting in the divine blueprint, perfectly aligned for your highest and best physical health, 100% infinite potential of your physical body's health. We'll remove any old spiritual memories of ill health or death or whatever, other people's opinions, collective influence, hospitals, doctors, friends, family. Here we go. Relieving all limitations to this reality and resetting. Okay, I said it was in closing, but I have one more thing I want to add. And that is for those of you who wish to communicate with people that you cannot communicate with because of triggers or patterns or separation. And that is to do that in the higher realms. And just go to the place of your higher self and see the higher self of the other person. And that's where you can love them. You can ask questions. You can tell them you love them. And then as you each descend into your physical body, you should feel a sense of relief. And if we go with the assumption that our loved ones are being led by the higher self, their higher self, we actually give them space to make that connection. If just like our doctors are like cursing us with diagnoses that may or may not be correct, it's the same way with family members. When we assume they're just going to be the same old, which they may be, they might well do that. But let's now give them the benefit of their higher self connecting with them and working with them to their best and highest good. And that's the biggest blessing you can give your family members. All right. Thank you, everyone. Happy holidays. We'll go ahead and open the lines and everybody can say goodbye. Aloha, everyone.
Aloha. Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Care, ladies and boys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.